Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the wonderful things you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Operating Engineers Local 66 and AppleTreeMediaWorks.com. We appreciate their support very much. Joining me today from the American Prospect, we've got David Dayan. David, welcome to The Union Edge.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Big tech, the new predatory capitalism. Oh, my God, Facebook's coming to get us. Yeah, they are, seriously.
Well, it's Facebook, it's Google, it's Amazon, and these companies have become more and more of a factor in the overall economy over the last decade or so, and really have grown to a size that has become, I would say, unmanageable and requiring a federal response.
Okay, when you say a federal response, what are we talking about here? Because the first thing I can hear them saying is, "Oh, it's not us. That's those are the people that are members." You know, that's what they say.
Right. I mean, we have century-old laws in this country around competition. That is supposed to enable smaller companies to compete in an arena that is not dominated by any one particular organization. What we know is that Google controls search maybe 90% or above. We know that online advertising is a duopoly between Facebook and Google. We know that e-commerce increasingly is dominated by Amazon. We know that new sectors like voice automated assistants are dominated by these companies. And we have laws that are supposed to protect us because of the distorting impact of that concentration on any number of elements, whether it's inequality or innovation or the just the liberty of smaller startups to compete. We're seeing this influence all over the country and nowhere bigger than in the tech industry. And so the purpose of this story was to bring together some people who've been thinking about these issues and really pick their brain on what can be done to reduce the power and influence of these clearly monopolistic companies.
Well, how do we go about fixing that? Is it the people in the community, or is it going to be fixed by having Congress enact laws? How are we going to fix this?
Well, I look at a variety of ways. First of all, just the increased awareness. You know, we've had congressional hearings about Facebook and Google's role in the 2016 elections. I think that alone has made somewhat of a difference. So that's sort of the beginning of this backlash to big tech. What can be done? For example, are the kind of things that we're seeing in Europe. Europe is starting in May, are going to implement this thing called the General Data Protection Regulation. And what it essentially allows is for individual Europeans to affirmatively opt out of having their data tracked and collected by these companies and used to sell to advertisers. This is basically the mother's milk of these companies. They seem to be free, but the famous saying is, if it's free, then you're the product. And it has serious implications for data privacy and you know, people taking control of the things that they give to these companies. So that is one option, GDPR. Another option is platform neutrality, to say that these companies cannot discriminate on the basis of their own products by putting them higher in the Google search queue, for example, or putting them closer to the buy box in Amazon. And then the other option is just to break up these companies. I mean, we've done this before with Bell Telephone, with Standard Oil. In the Microsoft case, there was an antitrust suit brought that could show some lessons for what we can do today. These are all options that most of which could be done without new laws. I mean, they are regulatory ideas. They are ideas that work off existing authorities in the statute that the Federal Trade Commission and the U.S. Department of Justice could undertake. We don't need to reinvent the wheel here. We know how to create competition in such a way that impacts and helps not just consumers, but our economy, other companies, and sort of the overall society.
There you go. So there is hope. Our friends in Europe, they're working on it. It's funny because years ago I was stationed in Germany with the military, and somebody in Germany actually sued the Bundespost in Germany because they were tracking who everybody called. And they had to change that. So
this is just a high-tech version of that.
Right, exactly. And quite frankly, I think if we get legislation enacted and turned into laws, that we're going to catch the attention of these big tech advertising companies. Let's face it, they're advertising companies. That's what they do. How they advertise is one thing, but they're advertising companies, and that's where they make their money. If we are making sure that they're not selling our information to those who are advertising, well, then, you know, not for nothing. We've got their attention, and perhaps we can get them to do things like not make it so easy for the Russians to fiddle around with our elections, huh?
Right. I mean, I think that the issue with the elections sort of brings up a bigger problem about these large platforms where millions of advertisers are pouring in, where the management is frankly impossible on the part of a Google or a Facebook to know each and every one of its advertisers. It's basically able to be weaponized. These platforms have become so vast and have such importance in terms of information dissemination that it's very easy for malign actors to get involved and work their way through the system virtually undetected. And so the way around that is really to rethink how much control and power we've given to these organizations that don't have sort of a public interest motive at heart. I mean, they have a profit motive at heart. They have a motive to keep people on their platforms as long as possible so they can continue to serve them ads. And that sort of hunger for attention is at the heart of really all of this. You know, one really interesting idea that was brought out in my story was this idea that social media users should be able to go onto new platforms and be able to contact everybody at their old platforms through the new one. It's essentially platform neutrality, where you can make your data portable. And it, the same way that you know, a phone call doesn't matter if you're on AT&T or Verizon, they still connect the phone call. And that enables competition so that Facebook isn't the only game in town. A new startup can bring in users and say, you're going to still be able to contact all your Facebook friends through our network, not just Facebook. So these are examples of things that we can do to really change the way things are right now, where these companies are huge. They actively operate in the marketplace, gobbling up smaller companies, copying their motives, pushing them out of business, and just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
There you go. David, I want to thank you for being with us today. How do we find out more about you and what you write?
Well, sure. Well, this story is at the American Prospect. That's prospect.org. As far as what I write about, you can go to David Dayen, that's all one word, davidDayen.tumblr.com. I put up links to every single one of my stories when they go out, which are across a few different media outlets. I also have a newsletter at tinyletter.com/DavidDayen, and I send out links through that as well.
Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter at ddayen, D-D-A-Y-E-N.
And if you include us at The Union Edge, we'll retweet it for you. We appreciate your time, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Laborers Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.